George Orwell's groundbreaking dystopian novel, 1984, depicts an authoritarian society where citizens are brainwashed slaves to an all-powerful government. Throughout history, many civilizations have realized the nightmarish world envisioned by Orwell. In colonial America, our enlightened founding fathers were all too well acquainted with the dangers of oppressive governance and sought to prevent this threat of tyranny from ever coming to fruition in the newly established United States. With this in mind, the Constitution was written with many rights to protect our citizens from despotism. Though all rights defined by our founders are important, some of the greatest attributes of our democracy are enumerated in the First Amendment. The first tenet in this amendment, the freedom of speech, protects the ability of citizens to speak their minds without fear of retaliation or censorship. Historically, it was illegal for citizens to speak out against their rulers. Criticizing one's leaders often resulted in execution or other severe punishments. When writing the Bill of Rights, our founding fathers understood a fair and free country would give people the liberty to critique the government. The next tenet in the First Amendment is the freedom of religion. This preserves the practice of worshiping as one sees fit. In some countries today, such as North Korea and Saudi Arabia, practicing religions like Christianity are illegal. Alternatively, other countries require citizens to adhere to one faith. Similar problems existed when the Constitution was written. Religious differences in Europe had often led to strife and warfare. However, early America served as a refuge, with multiple religious sects already blossoming. The framers of the Constitution desired to give the people the right to freely worship, which was a privilege previously denied in other parts of the world. In addition, the First Amendment provides for the freedom of the press. In this right, the media is able to report on corruption or incompetency of the government, which keeps the public informed and able to make educated decisions. Before modern technology, newspapers were one of the few ways for the public to stay aware of government happenings. However, with the press under the control of the same government, those in power could easily distort information to fit their narrative. It was ruled necessary in colonial America that the media be independent of the leaders, so the government's actions would become transparent. Another way for people to express their ideas was added with the freedom of assembly, which defends the natural right of gathering to promote and pursue the collective's interests. Events such as the Boston Massacre, where protesters were met with brutal violence for gathering, helped inspire this portion of the First Amendment. This right remains important to this day because many changes experienced by our society stem from mass protests. The freedom of assembly also goes in hand with the last tenet promised in the First Amendment, the right to petition the government. This freedom states that if the government acts in a way outlandish to the people, then citizens have a right to propose new ideas to their leaders. In modern society, when one is met with unsatisfactory circumstances, they are given a right to address these issues in many different ways. This includes filing a lawsuit, contacting your local, state, or federal leaders, and testifying before government bodies, like city councils or school boards. Moreover, one could gather signatures to suggest new legislation or change existing laws. This ability, not available under the rule of the crown, gave voice to the individuals and communities that were often overlooked in the past. In present-day USA, the freedoms promised in the First Amendment still help to shape today's society. As we enter a new era of technological advancements, we are faced with ever-new threats of an overbearing government. However, we remain strong with the protection of the First Amendment. These liberties of speech, religion, press, assembly, and petitioning save our government from morphing into 1984's Big Brother.